This will be the official competition text for Calgary 2019. We, the heads of state and government and high representatives, are meeting at United Nations headquarters in order to decide today on new global goals for sustainable development. We have adopted an historic decision on a comprehensive and far-reaching set of goals that are both universal and transformative. We commit ourselves to working tirelessly for the full implementation of the agenda for sustainable development by end of next decade. We recognize that eradicating poverty in all its forms and dimensions, including extreme poverty, is the greatest global challenge and an indispensable requirement for sustainable development. We are committed to achieving, in a balanced and integrated manner, sustainable development in all three dimensions. These are economic, social, and environmental development. We have resolved, until end of next decade, to end poverty and hunger everywhere and to combat inequalities within and among countries. We aim to build peaceful and just societies. Human rights will be protected. Gender equality will be promoted, and women and girls will be empowered. We have resolved also to create conditions for sustainable economic growth for all. Also, the prosperity will be shared for all, taking into account different levels of national development and capacities. As we embark on this great collective journey, we pledge that no one will be left behind. Recognizing that the dignity of the human person is fundamental, we wish to see the goals met for all nations and peoples, and for all segments of society. This is an agenda of unprecedented scope and significance. It is accepted by all countries and is applicable to all. However, different national realities, capacities, and levels of development have to be taken into account. Also, national policies and priorities will be respected. These are universal goals which involve the entire world, developed and developing countries alike. The goals are integrated and indivisible and balance the three dimensions of sustainable development. The goals are the result of over 2 years of intensive public discussion. Engaged civil society and other stakeholders around the world paid particular attention to the voices of the poorest and most vulnerable. This discussion included valuable work done by the United Nations and its Secretary General. In these goals, we are setting out a supremely ambitious vision. We envisage a world free of poverty, hunger, and disease. In this world, there is universal literacy, and there is equitable and universal access to quality education at all levels, to healthcare, and to social protection. We envisage a world of universal respect for human rights and human dignity. This world invests in its children, and there every child grows up free from violence and exploitation. There every woman and girl enjoys full gender equality. We are meeting at a time of immense challenges to sustainable development. Billions of our citizens continue to live in poverty and are denied a life of dignity. There are rising inequalities within and among countries. There are enormous disparities of opportunity and power. Gender inequality remains a key challenge. Unemployment, and in particular youth unemployment, are a major concern. Global health threats and more frequent and intense natural disasters threaten to reverse much of the development progress made in recent decades. Natural resource depletion and adverse impacts of environmental degradation add to and exacerbate the list of challenges which humanity faces. Climate change is one of the greatest challenges of our time, and its adverse impacts undermine the ability of all countries to achieve sustainable development. It is also, however, a time of immense opportunity. Significant progress has been made in meeting many of our challenges. Within the past generation, hundreds of millions of people have emerged from extreme poverty. Access to education has greatly increased for both boys and girls. The spread of information and communications technology and global interconnectedness has great potential to accelerate human progress and to develop knowledge societies. The development goals we agreed to years ago provided an important framework for development. Significant progress has been made in a number of areas. But the progress has been uneven, particularly in least developed countries. Some of the development goals remain off track. We commit ourselves to the full realization of all long-term goals, in particular by providing focused and scaled-up assistance to least developed countries and other countries in special situations. The new agenda builds on the agreed long-term goals and seeks to complete what they have not so far achieved. In its scope, however, the agenda we are announcing today goes far beyond the long-term goals. Alongside continuing development priorities, it sets out a wide range of economic, social, and environmental objectives. It also promises more peaceful and inclusive societies. It also, crucially, defines means of implementation. Reflecting the integrated approach that we have decided on, there are both deep interconnections and many cross-cutting elements across the new goals. We are announcing today goals for sustainable development. Never before have world leaders pledged common action and endeavor across such a broad and universal policy agenda. We are setting out together on the path towards sustainable development and devoting ourselves collectively to the pursuit of global development and of cooperation. This can bring huge gains to all countries and all parts of the world. We reaffirm that every state has full permanent sovereignty over all its wealth, natural resources, and economic activity, and a right to exercise it. We will implement the agenda for the full benefit for today's generation and for future generations. In doing so, we reaffirm our commitment to international law and emphasize that the agenda is to be implemented in a manner that is consistent with the rights and obligations of states under international law. We reaffirm the importance of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We emphasize the responsibilities of all states in conformity with the Charter of the United Nations to respect human rights and fundamental freedoms for all. Realizing gender equality will make a crucial contribution to progress across all the goals. The achievement of sustainable development is not possible if one half of humanity continues to be denied its full human rights and opportunities. Women and girls must enjoy equal access to quality education and economic resources. We will work for a significant increase in investments to close the gender gap and strengthen gender equality and the empowerment of women globally. All forms of discrimination and violence against women and girls will be eliminated. The new goals will guide the decisions we will take over the next 10-plus years. All of us will work to implement the agenda at the regional and global levels, taking into account different national capacities and levels of development. National policies will be respected. We will advance inclusive and sustainable economic growth, in particular in developing countries. However, we will remain consistent with relevant international rules and commitments. We acknowledge also the importance of the regional and sub-regional dimensions in sustainable development. Regional and sub-regional frameworks can facilitate the effective translation of sustainable development policies into concrete actions at the national level. Each country faces specific challenges in its pursuit of sustainable development. The most vulnerable countries deserve special attention. There are also serious challenges within many middle-income countries. People who are vulnerable must also be empowered. We are committed to ending poverty in all its forms and dimensions, including by eradicating extreme poverty. All people must be able to enjoy a basic standard of living, for example, through social protection systems. We will therefore devote resources to developing rural areas and sustainable agriculture and fisheries. We commit to providing equitable quality education in early childhood, primary, secondary, tertiary, and vocational training. All people should have access to lifelong learning opportunities that help them to acquire the knowledge and skills needed to exploit opportunities and to participate fully in society. We will strive to provide children and youth with a nurturing environment for the full realization of their rights and capabilities. We must establish universal health coverage and access to quality health care. No one must be left behind. We will seek to build strong economic foundations for all our countries. Inclusive and sustainable economic growth is essential to achieve prosperity. This will only be possible if wealth is shared and income inequality is addressed. We will eradicate human trafficking and end child labor in all its forms. All countries benefit from having a healthy and well-educated workforce with the knowledge and skills needed for productive and fulfilling work. We will strengthen the productive capacities of least developed countries in all sectors, including through needed structural transformation. We commit to making fundamental changes in the way that our societies produce and consume goods and services. Governments, international organizations, and the business sector must contribute to sustainable development. In doing so, they move towards more sustainable patterns of consumption and production. All countries will take actions, with developed countries taking the lead, taking into account the development and capabilities of developing countries. States are strongly urged to refrain from promulgating and applying any unilateral measures not in accordance with international law and the Charter of the United Nations that impede the full achievement of economic and social development, particularly in developing countries. The United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change is the primary international forum for negotiating the global response to climate change. We are determined to address decisively the threat posed by climate change and environmental degradation. The global nature of climate change calls for the widest possible international cooperation. In this way, we may accelerate the reduction of global greenhouse gas emissions and address the adverse impacts of climate change on society. We recognize that sustainable urban development is crucial to the quality of life of all people. We will work with local authorities and communities to renew and plan our cities so as to foster community members' cohesion and personal security. We will also take account of population trends in our national rural and urban development strategies. Sustainable development cannot be realized without peace and security, and peace and security will be at risk without sustainable development. Therefore, the new agenda recognizes the need to build peaceful, just, and inclusive societies. They provide equal access to justice, and they are based on respect for human rights, on effective rule of law, and good governance at all levels. Factors which give rise to violence, insecurity, and injustice are also addressed in the agenda. We must redouble our efforts to resolve or prevent conflict. We should ensure that women have a role in peace building. We pledge to foster intercultural understanding and mutual respect. We acknowledge the natural and cultural diversity of the world and recognize that all cultures and civilizations can contribute to and are crucial enablers of sustainable development. Sport is also an important enabler of sustainable development. Sport is playing an ever-increasing role in the realization of development and peace by promoting, for instance, principles of tolerance and respect and by contributing to the empowerment of both women and of young people. The scale and ambition of the new agenda requires a revitalized global partnership to ensure its implementation. We fully commit to this. This partnership will, in particular, work in a spirit of global solidarity with the poorest and with people in vulnerable situations. It will facilitate an intensive global engagement in support of implementation of all the goals. Each country has primary responsibility for its own economic and social development. The new agenda deals with the means required for implementation of the goals. Both domestic and international public finance will play a vital role in providing essential services and in catalyzing other sources of finance. We acknowledge the role of the diverse private sector and that of civil society organizations and philanthropic organizations in the implementation of the new agenda. International public finance plays an important role in complementing the efforts of countries to mobilize public resources domestically, especially in the poorest and most vulnerable countries with limited domestic resources. An important use of international public finance is to catalyze additional resource mobilization from other sources, public and private. International financial institutions have an important supportive role, in particular in developing countries. We recommit to broadening and strengthening the voice and participation of developing countries. Also, national parliaments have an essential role through their enactment of legislation. They also have to ensure accountability for the effective implementation of our commitments. Governments and public institutions will also work closely on implementation with regional and local authorities and sub-regional and international institutions. The United Nations system has an important role in achieving the goals for sustainable development. While stressing the importance of national ownership and leadership at the country level, we express our support for the ongoing dialogue in the Economic and Social Council. Our governments have the primary responsibility for follow-up and review at the national, regional, and global levels in relation to the progress made in implementing the goals. We will provide for systematic follow-up and review at various levels as set out in this agenda.